This is Morning Edition on GLT. The now Bloomington-based punk rock quartet Poster Children, that recorded on Warner Reprise Records in the 1990s, has released its first album in 14 years. Band leaders and husband-wife Rick Valentin and Rose Marshak say children and further pursuing higher education put a damper on recording, but they say they are always creating. Both are now arts technology professors at Illinois State University. With children now old enough to fend for themselves, they say it was time to write and record a new Poster Children album. Marshak and Valentin sat down in the GLT studios to talk about their new album, Grand Bargain. Valentin says getting back into the studio was somewhat like getting back on a bicycle.
It's somewhat, when we got together, the four of us, that part, playing together, was easy. That was like a bicycle. I think the big problem is time. And so for the bulk of the band, the way we wrote music was, is we would get together, have scraps of ideas, maybe. You'd have a 12-hour rehearsal and hopefully a song would come out of it, and then I would put lyrics on top of it. Now that everyone's got jobs and family and everything like that, we can't say, oh, we're going to spend 12 hours and hope a song pops out.
Hey, guys, let's go up into the attic and play some more. Right. Like, that's what, you know, how Daisy Chain Reaction was written, right? You know,
yeah, hey, a lot of it. Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing on TV. Let's go upstairs and write some more songs.
Yeah, and this was a little different. So my brother Jim and I, the guitarist of the band, had sketches of ideas, and then we would play together. And work out ideas, and then Rose would join us and work out ideas, and then we'd bring him to the drummer, because what would happen in the past, actually, honestly, is sometimes, like, a guitar player would bring in a riff, and then the guitar players would sit there working out something, and Rose and Matt, bass player and drummer, would just get frustrated with
you know,
us
this
because
is
they
not,
wanted to, yeah.
I know, but this is not how Grand Bargain was written.
But
that started
the thing,
with the bass
is
part.
The first song. And so the first song on the album, Grand Bargain, is like the way we used to write songs, where it was just like, it kind of just popped up in practice. So Rose and Matt just started playing, and then Jim and I started playing guitars over it, and it became a song.
So let's play a little bit of it right now then, okay?
Yeah. America held hostage day one.
Yeah, now this is something else. This is a pummeling of the Trump administration, of America, a defense of education and women's rights. You've never been shy about expressing your political beliefs on record. You wear your politics on your sleeve often, but is this time a little bit different as well?
I feel like I've always been pretty upset.
Yeah, it's no different at all.
Pretty upset, is that what you said?
Yeah. And even in eras where maybe as a progressive you're supposed to be happy, I might have been a little more angry too. So it's, I think what I found is that I get upset about stuff politically, I write songs about it, and then if we enter an era where I'm less upset politically, I'll write songs about relationships or something, maybe, right? And lyrics, I should say lyrics, right? So I write the lyrics, I don't write the music, right? We all write the music.
And musically on this song, it sounds like it's a war.
No, I think I feel like I'm playing a war sometimes when I'm playing bass. I think Matt and I really enjoy playing together and making it into some sort of a battle, I think. And it's I'm not sure who we're battling.
Sounds like bombs are going off and just, it's so intense.
Yeah, and I think that's characteristic of the songs that start with bass and drums, so they're obviously more rhythmic. Rose is like classic punk rock, right, where it's like aggression, and she's working out her aggression, right?
Yes.
Are you an angry person, Rose?
No, yeah, on the stage, I come off with black and blue marks a lot. I was just rereading my tour diaries, and I'm reading where I'm covered with black and blue marks.
That was the thing about this record, is we were thinking about these songs as live songs too, right? So we weren't planning on doing a produced record this time. We were planning on doing a live record like our older records, where you go into the studio and play your live set and capture that. And so I think that lends itself to more aggressive, angry kind of songs, and just the improvisation thing, where it's just like, hey, drums and bass are going. You know, it winds up being intense and angry.